You know, if you look around, you quickly find broken hearts, broken dreams, broken homes, broken economies, broken systems, broken people. I'm broken in many places, and you are too. Now, we hate to admit this, so we spend enormous amounts of time and energy and resources trying to cover up, hide, and deny our human brokenness. Then every so often, we run out of steam, we get tired, and discouragement rushes in. But this broadcast is about what to do when that happens. Rather than giving up in despair, you need to look up to God. What you need is authentic hope. And I know where you can get it. This is Daily Hope, and I'm Rick Warren.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. If you've ever had the sinking suspicion that there are unseen spiritual forces working against you, you're going to want to stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a special 7-session DVD series and workbook from Pastor Rick called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle Against Temptation. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Set Free From Me.
Now, if you really are serious about changing your life for the better, you got to start where God tells you to start. And God says you don't start with your behavior, your actions. And you don't start with your feelings, your emotions. You start with your mind. The battle for you to be set free from me starts in changing your mind. Be renewed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Bible teaches very clearly that the way we act is determined by the way we feel. And the way we feel is determined by the way we think. For instance, if I'm acting depressed, it's because I feel depressed. And if I'm feeling depressed, it's because I'm thinking depressed thoughts. And if I want to get over my depression, I don't force myself to change my behavior. That doesn't work. And I don't force myself to change my feelings. You can't change a feeling. You cannot force a feeling. A guy says, you know, I don't love my wife anymore. So I said, well, okay, what are you going to do about it? Well, I'm just going to force myself to feel that I love her. How will that work? It doesn't work. You can't force a feeling. It's like telling a crying kid, now, I command you to be happy. I'm trying, Daddy, I'm trying. You cannot force a feeling. In fact, when you try to force a feeling, everybody knows you're faking it. You can't force a feeling. You can't fight that feeling anymore. If you laughed at that, you're really old. Okay, you are really, really old. Okay, now, what you do is you change the way you think. And if you change the way you think, that's going to change the way you feel, and it will change the way you act. So, if you say, you know, I don't have any feelings for my wife anymore. You can act your way into a feeling, and you can think your way into a feeling, but you can't feel your way into a feeling. If you start acting loving toward your wife, and you start thinking loving thoughts toward your wife, I'm going to tell you what, the feelings will come back. They will return. You act your way into a feeling, and you think your way into a feeling, but you don't feel your way into a feeling. Now, the good thing about this is that now that you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, and so you can ask Him to help you put good thoughts in your mind. So now you're not just on your own. You're not just out here trying to think up stuff by yourself on what would be a good thing for me to think about. You can say, Holy Spirit, put good thoughts in my mind. That's the second thing we learn from Romans 8. Write this down. Number two, the second mental habit to defeat the weapons of self-destruction is I ask the Holy Spirit to give me better thoughts. I ask the Holy Spirit to give me better thoughts. And if you ask Him to give you better thoughts, do you think He will? Of course He will. Of course he's going to give you better thoughts. That's a prayer he's going to answer. I ask the Holy Spirit to give me better thoughts. This is the second key to permanent change in your life. Now, this is what it says in the next two verses, verses 5 and 6 of Romans 8. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mindset on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mindset on what the Spirit desires. Now, there's two kinds of mindsets. Circle the mindsets. There's the mindset of your old nature, and there's the mindset of the Holy Spirit. There's the mindset of the way I normally think about my life, and there's the mindset of how the Spirit sees my life. Which one's going to be true? The one that the Spirit says. So I have to choose between these mindsets. Am I going to set my mind on the way I normally think about my life, or am I going to set my mind on the way God thinks about my life? Now, there's a big difference in choosing these mindsets, because if you choose one, you're going to get one response, and if you choose the other, you're going to get another. And the next part of the verse tells us what that is. The mind of sinful man is what? That means it's self-destructive. Thoughts that you come up with yourself are going to tend to be self-destructive. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is what? Life and peace. Okay, I don't normally do this, but how many of you would like to have life and peace this summer? Yeah, me too. I would like to have life and peace this summer. And it's all about the mindset you choose. The economy may not change. It probably won't. Your problems probably won't change. Those ones that are persistent. But your mindset can change. And that's the difference between a life of self-destruction or a life of life and peace. Now, this is the Holy Spirit's answer to uncontrolled thoughts. What I do is I ask the Holy Spirit to give me better thoughts. And this is the principle of replacement. I want you to write this word down. Replacement. The principle of replacement is anytime you want to change something in your life and you're serious about changing it, you don't resist it, you replace it. When you got something negative in your life, you don't resist it, you replace it. You say, I want to stop smoking. You don't smoke, go, I want to stop smoking, I want to stop smoking, I want to stop smoking. You know, it's like Frog and Toad together, that story we read last week. I don't want to eat a cookie and I just ate one. I don't want to eat a cookie and I just ate one. I don't want to eat a cookie. No, because the whole time you're focusing on what you don't want, and whatever you focus on gets your attention. Whatever gets your attention gets you. That's why if you want to break any bad habit in your life, the key is not to resist it, but to refocus.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called Set Free From Me, from our series called The Invisible War. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Do you want to live a victorious life? You can. Everyone is vulnerable to temptation, but few know how to fight it. From the moment we wake up, there's a spiritual war raging around us. In order to effectively fight this war and experience victory, we must be equipped with knowledge of the tactics that Satan uses to ensnare us. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. In this 7-session DVD series and workbook, Pastor Rick will teach you how to overcome the 3 main types of temptations that Satan uses to stumble believers: passions, possessions, and position. If you want to win the battle against temptation, it is critical that you know how to fight the surprisingly predictable ways that Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can text the word DAILY to 313131.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
Whatever you resist persists because you keep focusing on it. Now, it's like if I'm flipping TV channels and all of a sudden there's something on TV that I don't really want to watch or shouldn't watch. I don't sit there and go, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. I just flip the channel. I replace it. And the moment I replace it, it's gone. It has no grip on me anymore. So, I mean, if you're standing in an airport bookstore and they've got all these girly magazines and you're standing in front of me saying, I don't want to look at them. I don't want to look at them. What do? Well, you don't stand there. You walk away. You slam the door. If you don't want to get stung by the bees, you just get away from them. And you replace it with something else. Now, let's say I had a big, fat, juicy donut sitting right here. Okay, I mean, and it's hot. And the glaze is just kind of dripping off the side. Now, I'm on the Daniel plan. Okay? And as I told you last week, our church has lost over 200,000 pounds together, which is amazing. And it's not too late to join us. We've still got half a year more. It's a one-year program. And you could go to danielplan.com and join up and get your numbers and get all the doctor's help and stuff like that. Now, if it's sitting here, I don't go, I don't want that donut. I really, really, I'm just smelling it. Oh, baby, oh, baby. That yeasty smell. Oh, wow. Yeah. Now, what do? I just look over it down to you guys. And the moment I say you guys, it's lost its grip on me because my attention has changed. Now, as long as I resist the donut, it doesn't work. But the moment I refocus on something else, I don't even think about it anymore. Does that make sense? Okay, so I ask the Holy Spirit to give me better thoughts to replace the negative ones in my mind. Now, you choose what you dwell on. Satan gives you ideas. Those are called temptations. The Holy Spirit gives you ideas. Those are called inspiration. You get ideas. But the truth is, you choose what you focus on. But now that you're a believer, you have a helper. And you can say, Holy Spirit, I invite you to give me your ideas. And a lot of times, the Holy Spirit, the God Spirit will say to me, hey, Rick, why don't you think about this instead? Good idea. And I just change my thoughts. Now, I would encourage you to invite the Holy Spirit to have free access to your mind. You say, God, you have put your spirit inside of me. I give you free access to my mind. 24 hours a day, I invite you to suggest good thoughts. Why? Because they'll always be the truth. They'll always be right. They'll always be helpful. They'll always be pure. Those are the things we are to think on. So you invite the Holy Spirit to put thoughts in your mind. Why? Because those who live according to sinful nature have their mind set on one thing. But those who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on another. And the mindset that I normally have leads to self-destruction. And the mindset that God's Spirit gives me leads to peace. And I want peace in my life. So, and that's why I said, you know, earlier, we don't expect unbelievers to act like believers until they are. They don't have the power. Look at the next verse. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. It can't even do it. Those controlled by sinful nature cannot please God. So why do you work on passing a law when they don't have the ability to change it? To change. Only God can change us. Change comes from the inside out. Third principle. Third mental habit you're going to need to develop to apply the truths of Romans 8 in your life. And that is this. I realize I have a new ability to say no. I need to remind myself, I need to remember on a daily basis, I need to realize that now that I'm a believer, I have a new ability to say no to the things that are self-destructive in my life. Now, this is very important because before you became a believer, all you had was willpower and you lost most of those bad habits because willpower wears out. It's not enough. But now with the Spirit in your life, you have a new ability to say no, a new power, and you need to learn how to tap into that power. I don't know about you, but I could admit pretty honestly that before I had the Holy Spirit in my life, there were some things I just couldn't say no to. I didn't have the ability to say no to them. Now, you can call them compulsions. You can call them habits. You can call them urges. You can call them lusts. You can call them impulses. You can call them your old nature. But the truth is, there were some things in my life I just couldn't say no to. I had no ability to say no because I didn't have, all I had was willpower. Now I have God's power, and He gives me the ability to say no. Look at this verse up here on the screen. Galatians 5:16 says this. Let the Spirit direct your lives, and you will not satisfy the desires of the old human nature. Now, if I let the Spirit live through me, does it say I won't have those desires? Is that what it said? No. It says I won't what? I won't satisfy those desires. I won't satisfy those desires. In other words, do I still have the same desires I had before I was a Christian? Yes. Do I still have the same temptations? Yes. Do I still have the same urges and compulsions? Yes. Do I fulfill them? No. Why? Because I have a new power inside of me. And it's not just willpower anymore. Now, I've heard people say, but why should I limit any desire in my life that seems natural? Why should I rein it in if it's a natural desire? Friends, not everything natural is good for you. I mean, I might naturally want to punch you in the nose. That doesn't mean I should do it. I have a lot of natural desires that I need to not fulfill. For instance, sometimes I have a natural desire to cuss people out on the freeway. Does it mean I should just do it? No. Just because it's natural doesn't mean it's good. Arsenic is natural, but you drink it and it'll kill you. A lot of natural things are poison. So just because it says natural doesn't mean it's good. There are things in my old nature that are very natural for me to do, but they're self-destructive. I mean, people say, well, if I feel this way, why shouldn't I give into it? Because that's called maturity. Maturity is when you do the right thing, not what you feel like doing, because what you feel like doing isn't always the best for you, the best for somebody else, God's will, or whatever. If everybody just did what they naturally feel like doing, nobody'd go to work tomorrow morning. Nobody would go to work. If everybody did what they naturally feel like doing, every girl would be pregnant. Long before she got married. You gotta realize that I have a new ability to say no. Now, this is the good news of Romans chapter 8. Look at the next verse, verse 9. But, he says, you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are now controlled by the Spirit. If you have the Spirit of God living in you. Now, anybody who does not have the Spirit of God living in them does not belong to Christ. Now, let me stop here and explain this. Some people mistakenly think that you get God kind of piecemeal. That Jesus comes into your life at one point in your life, and then maybe a little bit later the Holy Spirit comes into your life, and then maybe a little bit later you get the Father into your life. No, God is a Trinity, three in one. When you got Jesus, you got all of God. God doesn't come into your life piecemeal. When Jesus comes into your life, the Spirit comes into your life. When Jesus comes into your life, the Father comes into your life. When the Father comes into your life, the Spirit and Jesus come into your life. You can't separate them. You can't divide them up like a piece of pie. So the moment you gave your life to Christ, Jesus Christ put Himself in your life, in His Spirit. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit. So you don't get God a little bit at a time. Does that make sense? Okay, God, the Holy Spirit doesn't come in the later point. He comes in and you get all of God when you give your life to Christ. Now the question is, does He have all of you? And the rest of your life, you're going to be given more and more of your life to Him. And then the more you give, the more power you have. But He says, because I have this, I now have a new ability to say no. Look at the next verse. So, dear brothers, you have no obligation anymore to your old sinful nature. to do what it begs you to do. This is how God sets me free from my compulsions. Before, when I felt compelled to do something, I didn't have anything except willpower to stop myself. Now I've got a new power inside me, and I don't have any obligation anymore to listen to my old nature. Now, I've heard people tell me, I can't tell you many people who've had an affair, committed adultery, who told me, I couldn't stop myself. I couldn't help myself. I just had to do it. I just felt compelled to do it. Well, now you have a new help to stop you. And when somebody says, I'm a Christian, but I couldn't stop myself, they're lying. They're lying. Because they simply didn't call on the power that was there available to them, and they didn't rely on the Holy Spirit in that moment of temptation. Compulsions. You know, you can ruin an entire life with 1 second of compulsion. Just go ask a bunch of the politicians who had scandals this last year. Spent decades building a reputation, and in a moment of compulsion, lost it all. Stupid. But I have a new power, a new ability to say no. Number four, the fourth mental habit I need to develop, if I want to change my life, is I need to turn my thoughts to God whenever I'm afraid. That's the fourth antidote to these weapons of self-destruction.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, we all face temptations every day. It's a spiritual battle that takes place inside us. And it makes us vulnerable, particularly if we don't know how to fight it. To overcome temptation is absolutely essential that you know the tactics that Satan uses to trip us up. And it's vital to learn the biblical defenses that God gives us. He has told us in His Word how to handle and how to manage the attacks of Satan. Now, in order to help you learn how to respond to the predictable patterns that Satan uses to tempt you, I've created a study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. This kit, The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, includes a DVD with 7 different sessions and a simple booklet that will help you learn how to overcome and defeat temptation in your life. You really need this. In the series, I will teach you the 3 kinds of temptation, God's antidote to temptation, and even how to avoid temptation in the first place. It is a study guide that you can use by yourself, but you'll actually get more out of it if you'll gather a small group of friends together and study it together as a small group. Now, I want to send you the Invisible War, Winning the Battle for Temptation study kit as my gift to say thanks for your support of Daily Hope with your financial gift. You know, we can't do this without you. And your generosity helps us take the hope of Christ into places all around the world, and now to places that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. You can visit rickwarren.org, www.rickwarren.org, or you can call my staff at 1-800-600-5004. If you'll be a supporter, if you'll help me out, if you'll join my team, call 1-800-600-5004. And we'd love to pray for you at the same time. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.